Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola. Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your Power Mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, listen, we're here coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Go ahead and practice this line out. This call, I believe, is going to be a major turning point. Thank God that we don't have to be face to face and people can deal with them and let God deal with them privately on this issue here that we're talking about. You know, we started a new series on No Excuses, Let's Get It Done. And I began to really bring some things to light. I've been in this industry a decade, and I've seen a lot of things. 10 years in network marketing probably could be easily 30 years in any other industry because we build our business by quarters, high-paced, and for some people, it knocks them out the game for a few things. And so when we start talking about the excuse yesterday, we opened up our foundation scriptures coming out of the book of Exodus chapter 4, verses 10 through 14. And one of the biggest excuses is inadequacy. You don't think you're good enough. You don't think you have the right thing to say. And just as God told Moses, listen, I'm running this show. I told you to go do something. Just go do it. Just go do it. I'm with you. I'm down with you. So then now, today, we're going to be opening up, and this is going to be super powerful. And some people are going to realize they have this and didn't know it. It's become one of the biggest things that's stagnating you. It literally sometimes paralyzes some people with their success or the opportunity or the assignment that God has given you. And today we're going to be talking about jealousy. One of the biggest excuses to not just stagnate or paralyze or have you, but sometimes abort their bright future. We're going to be coming out of Luke 9 and 46 and James 3, 16. Now, all I'm sharing with you is that it's extremely important that not only you work on your heart and your mind, so you're not the one being jealous, you still have to work on your heart and mind that when jealousy comes up against you, when you start dealing with that spirit, so do not allow it to challenge or abort what you know you should be doing. We've got to go to the Lord for this one, because don't God know about jealousy? The enemy himself, that was first sin. And so we are so grateful that he's given us the power to overcome anything that stops us from being successful. Father God, we come before you. We honor you today. This day you've made, and we're so glad, joyous. We're here in the land of the living. Dear Lord, we're thanking you, oh Father God, that the lessons that we are being taught through your Holy Spirit, that they will be hidden in our heart and we will be courageous enough to implement what he teaches us. So as your servant decreases, let your Holy Spirit increase like never before here. You are welcome here. We'll start your day. This is your show. These are your people. Dear Lord, we're going out to do the great exploits in your name. Let our hearts be purified, our hands be cleansed, that our minds stay stayed on you. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that you have no respect to a person. You made all of us in the likeness of your image. Let us begin to see ourselves the way that you see us. The angels did not name only a specific man or woman, he said, but what are men that thou art mindful of thee? We're thankful, Father God, that you thought enough of us to have the grace and mercy, no matter when we don't get it right. But as we are crying out for you, and as we are thirsting as the deer panted for water, for the word, for the answers, for the deliverance, in any area that's holding us back from massive success and living our best life, we honor you and we bless your holy name and name of your son, Jesus Christ. We seal this prayer. Amen. So let's hop right into the word. For those who are just coming in with us, you want to make sure you go back and you listen to yesterday's episode, or go to the scripture and deal with God and let God deal with you in Exodus 4, 10 through 14. We're talking about no excuses. Let's get it done. We can do this as a family. We're talking today about jealousy, an excuse, and people don't know that they even have it. But we got to start here. We got to uncover truths so we can walk in freedom. So Luke 9, 46, this is about the disciples. Now, many of us, we have to realize that we didn't walk. Now, first scripture, we were hearing Moses having a direct conversation with God, that he knew exactly who was talking to him. For those in this area, they may say, I'm not sure if it's God talking to me, or you don't know the difference. You can't rightly divide the word of truth at this point, but Moses was speaking directly to God, and he still had inadequacy. But God gave an answer and even sent them to help and said, still go forth and do what I need you to do. Let's go to 9 and 46. Now, these are the disciples chosen by Jesus, walking with Jesus. And they had a challenge with the inadequacy. Sometimes can now breed either you become extremely introverted or try to hide in the corner and say, they won't see me, I'll hide in the multitude. Or it now begins to arise when people don't know how to manage their emotions. They're not renewing their mind daily. They're understanding that they are the moon and they're still jealous of the stars. I need you to go to Luke 9 and 46. It says, who's the greatest? That's the question that the disciples had, and they rolling with Jesus, watching the miracles. He says, then a dispute arose among them as to which of them would be greatest. And Jesus, perceiving the thought of their heart, took a little child and set him by him, and said to them, whoever receives this little child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives who sent me. For he who is least among you all will be great. The opportunity that everybody who choose to say, do it God's way, do it the kingdom way, you all can be great. Now, James 3:16 says, For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. You keep hearing the chatter, 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 the backbiting, the voting, all that. Oh, you start seeing disrespect of leadership. You start seeing all these things in network marketing. There is a source to that. And some people don't realize the first seed of adequacy. And so if you feel like I'm not moving fast enough, if you feel like, you know, I'm not getting as much help as they did, if you feel like they got a head start, if you feel like they're on the right team, if you feel like they got the right sponsor, you're not realizing that these are excuses that are now operating in the spirit of jealousy that can abort your success. God cannot live. You cannot roll with faith and hang out with the spirit of jealousy at the same time. I love the ESV version of this. It says, for where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, it's about you. It ain't about the team. It's about you. It's not about, can I make impact and help other people? It says, for where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder in every vile practice. People start getting ratchet. Now, I know y'all say Nicole will be going in. There's nothing new under the sun. Our brother King Solomon shared that with us in the book of Ecclesiastes. I need you guys to understand something. You're operating truly from a pure heart. You'll be willing to expose and tear down anything stopping you from walking into your best life, the kingdom way. Your path will begin to clear because your head is clear. You'll begin to be a good example for what success is. There are some people that will now begin to, with the jealousy, start doing the attention-getting behavior. They're not calling my name enough. They haven't put me out there, so I got to go and do the MJ dance on them. I'm talking about Michael Jackson. I got to go on and put it out there. Let me tell you what jealousy does. In the meanwhile, you're not realizing you're comparing yourself to another. God has already determined the outcome of your success. His son Jesus died and rose for us. And he said, I came for a purpose, for you to have life and have it more abundantly. It does not matter what you're seeing now. If you're able to be a great steward over the gifts that God has given you, you can truly play team. Run the plays as your position that God positioned you as, put you there. You'll be surprised on how much you can get done. When I go and I even go back into our foundational scripture and I say, look at Moses. He wasn't scared of God. He wasn't even scared of himself. He was talking back. He was scared about what people thought about him. You say, look at the disciples. They rolling with God, and God is showing them, God in the flesh, and he's showing them all of the secrets. They so distracted with comparison. They be missing it. They missed it even out there when they were feeding the multitudes with the five fish and the loaves. They missed it. They all into themselves. Listen, if you are going to get it done, you have got to acknowledge leadership. They be missing it. Listen to what Bob Marley says about jealousy. He says, life is one big road with a lot of signs. So when you ride it through the ruts, don't complicate your mind. Yes, jealousy will complicate your mind. Flee from hate, mischief, and jealousy. Don't bury your thoughts. Put your vision to reality. He says, wake up and live. Wake up and live. Wake up and live. When I heard that saying of someone can be the moon and still jealous of the stars, you're missing out on the huge God have for you. I could just think about myself. Jealousy has never been one of my challenges. I have challenges, but jealousy has not been one of them. I've had to deal with jealousy so often on the other side. But I can remember, even like I share with you guys sometimes when I was the one, the rope turner on my double dutch team. And there was another young girl, Tasha. She was the jumper. She was fast. She was light. She was amazing. And our job was to support her. Our job was to move them ropes as fast as her feet can move so the whole team could win. But there was another young lady that was on our team and always was competing with Tasha. She was a little thicker, a little stouter, and she was fast too. But instead of her praising and uplifting Tasha, her attitude got her off the team. She was amazing. She was awesome. We needed her. But jealousy messed up, changed what they say about that team. I need you guys to know, I've seen it so often, especially in our industry of network marketing, to where sometimes people don't want to talk about it. But what people are not realizing is these are things that literally ruin relationships that could have been lifetime. You know, the reason, season, lifetime. It turns lifetime relationships into reasons and seasons. It burns bridges to your best life. You see, when I was a kid, my mom dealt with things like jealousy with us in the household of, you know, it's natural, or it seems regular. I won't say natural, that when kids see new styles coming in, you know, and kids start getting, I think it was time like All Stars, and then we went from Adidas, because, you know, we were in the hip hop range. So, you know, Run DMC, it was big to wear the Adidas with the stripes, the shell toe Adidas and things like that. And when you start going now pressuring your parents, this is how people start pressuring their uplines or start creating little chitter chatter. You even have downlines that put the wrong seeds in uplines' ears. Now it starts creating just too much chitter chatter that breaks down things. And so I can remember the shell toe Adidas, and my mom, she wouldn't buy me none. And she looked at him and she said, "Do you really like them shoes? Or do you want them shoes because you see other people wearing them shoes?" And when I looked at him to the side, I'm like, because I like to dress preppy, prissy. I'm like, "No. You're right, Mom. I'm going to go with my canvas. I'm going to go with my canvas." Then she started buying me shoes and the names I never knew, nobody ever knew. And then I started getting people saying, "She's like best dressed. Come out and compare yourself with everybody else and start shining bright like the diamond that God made you. Stop making excuses that you're inadequate or you're comparing yourself to somebody else. Don't mess it up. Your kids and your children's children are waiting and expecting you to do what God told you to do. Finish strong. No more excuses. Let's get it done." Family, on this morning, I want you to marinate on it. Because I know some people, they're in denial. You got some people, women, men, they watch the whole physique of another person. They don't know everything from the top to bottom of a person. You just so detailed about the wrong stuff. Get deep with God and work on those things so you can be free, and train even some people to get free from that stuff. Have people competing even with their mentors, and have people do all kind of stuff. And I'm sure with you guys, it will interrupt what God has for you. Ain't nothing too big for me. I don't care how deep it went. I don't care if you were jealous because your mama treated your sister better, your brother better. I don't care if you, you know, had to go and live with grandma and so nobody treated you well and all these things. It's a new day now. God is wanting to do something new in you, through you, for his people. Go, family. No excuses. Let's get to it.